It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A previously lost orchestral work Igor Stravinsky wrote just before writing his Firebird Suite will finally get its first performance in 107 years in St. Petersburg next month. The 12-minute orchestral work was written when Stravinsky was just 26 years old in memory of his teacher Rimsky-Korsakov. After Stravinsky fled Russia during the Revolution, the work was lost. He always remained curious about what had happened to it, though, in his later years, writing in his memoirs, "I wish someone in Leningrad would look for the parts, for I would be curious myself to see what I was composing just before the Firebird." Piece was rediscovered in 2015 by a musicologist and the St. Petersburg Conservatory's librarian. While library stock was being relocated last spring, they found the work in a back room which had been blocked by piles of music scores. The full score has been reconstructed and is being prepared for publication by Stravinsky's publisher, Boosey & Hawkes. Valery Gergiev will conduct the Mariinsky Orchestra in a performance of it at the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg on December 2nd. The piece is called Funeral Song. With Thanksgiving holidays coming up, many are spending time with family or friends in situations that might be just a little bit stressful. Zachary Wolf of the New York Times has come up with a playlist that you can get on Spotify that just might be able to mellow you out enough to make it through the pumpkin pie without a meltdown. It's part of a weekly feature in the New York Times called The 12 Classical Pieces Times Editors Recommend This Week. Chill out to a playlist that includes Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, the Young Danish String Quartet's fiery recording of a Carl Nielsen quartet, the strangely serene vocal sound of Caroline Shaw's Partita for Eight Singers, and young superstar pianist Yuja Wang's delicate way with Ravel's Piano Concerto on Track 3, along with violinist Patricia Kopachinskaya, rocking her way through the finale of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. And finally, to lull you off to a tryptophan-induced sleep, it's Beautiful Music by Jean-Philippe Rameau. You can see the whole list on the New York Times website, and we got a link to the article under This Week in Classical Music on our website, kbok.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on listener-supported 89.5, KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.